Lux. This is going to be a little bit of a longer voice note, but first time I made this wine. So for many years I've been making wine in older French oak barrels. I love Chardonnay, but I like Chardonnay with a tad of new oak. And new oak barrels are expensive, so in the beginning years I didn't really make Chardonnay because I couldn't afford new oak. So the first new barrel I ever bought with my own money, when I received it at the winery, I put it on top of a big stack of barrels I had in the cellar so everybody could see I've got a brand new barrel. And I walked back and I thought, what's the first thing that comes to mind if I look at my new barrel? And I thought, this feels luxury. Now, luxury in Afrikaans, my first language, is luxe. So I wrote on the barrel luxe. I was never thinking that I'm going to name the wine luxe. It was just a feeling that I wrote on the barrel. Then we put Chardonnay in that barrel. And first vintage was 2020. And by the time the wine ended up in bottle, everybody was talking about the barrel luxe. So we called the wine luxe. 100% Chardonnay from the Helderberg. Now the second interesting thing is the vineyard where I buy these grapes from grow on probably one of the best spots on this whole mountain. It's on a farm called Navarre, which is rated one of the top five farms on the Helderberg. And the vineyard is infected with the leaf roll virus. So it sounds horrible, but it's quite common to have the leaf roll virus. It is a virus that comes mainly from infected plant material from the nursery, but it does spread from vine to vine. So this vineyard is infected with a virus. Now, leaf roll virus is a really bad thing, especially in red grapes, because your color development and your tannin development isn't up to standard or doesn't fully develop in these grapes. They don't ripen 100%. But with white grapes, the leaf roll virus makes the leaves die earlier. You don't need color development. You don't need that much of a ripe tannin development in whites. So white grapes can get away with it. But what it does for Chardonnay, the leaves die earlier, so the accumulation of sugar is much slower. The grapes hang on the vine much longer. So you are able to make a fully developed, ripe Chardonnay without huge sugar that's going to end up in a massive alcohol. So you could see from the 2020 vintage, it was, I think, the 2020, 21, 22, that was all 12.5% alcohol on the label. So that's the alcohol label. But if you taste the wine is full, creamy, developed, not a massive acidity. So it doesn't taste like a 12% alcohol wine. And that's because of the fact that it had long hang time. So it's ripe grapes with a low sugar. But the negative thing is these virus, they spread from vine to vine, and it happens with a thing we call the vit lace. Now my English brain shut down and I can't remember what a vit lace is in English. But it'll get to me now. But there's a little thing, a little animal living on the vines. We call it a vit lace, and the vit lace bites the infected plant. It sucks the sap, and the moment it bites an infected plant and the wind blows it to the next plant and it bites a non-infected plant, it'll infect that plant immediately. So basically, if you have healthy vines around this block, it will be affected slowly but surely. So you could see with a aerial photo that where Lux is situated, there's Cabernet, Cab Franc and Malbec around this vineyard, and you could see how it spreads into the neighboring blocks. So the bottom line is it's a sick vineyard and we have to take it out at some point. And as I'm sitting here, it is, what are we at now? It's end of May 2025, we are busy removing those vines. So the owner is busy physically pulling out the vines and removing that block completely. We have the 2024 in bottle, and also the 2025 in barrel. So this is the release of the 24 vintage, and then the 25 will come, and then it will be gone for, I would guess, 4 years. Then the new, they're going to plant Chardonnay again on that spot because it's great for Chardonnay. And then in a couple of years, we'll have Licks back again. But the profile will be completely different because it will be from vineyards without any virus. So quite a nice journey to join from the 24, 25, and then all the way through to maybe the 27 or 28 for the new vintage.